A bear is breaking into outbuildings and homes in Mud Bay. And Election Day is Tuesday. It's a KHNS Local News. I'm Margaret Friedenauer. Those stories and more up next. Chilkoot Indian Association is going through a transition after the Tribal Council put Tribal Administrator Dave Barry on leave about 1 week ago. Barry and the tribe confirmed he was put on leave by a vote of the Tribal Council. Scott Hansen is acting as interim administrator. The Tribal Council is expected to meet again later this week to discuss the position. Neither Barry nor members of the council are saying at this time why Barry was placed on leave. The council said it would have an update later this week. Barry also serves on the Haynesboro Assembly. A bear rummaging around the Mud Bay neighborhood is finding tasty victuals and filling up before settling down for winter. The bear seems to be patrolling the Paradise Cove area. Eric Stevens lives there and had a closer than comfortable encounter about a week ago when the bear entered his home while he was sleeping.
Yeah, it was middle of the night. It was like 1 a.m. And I heard a loud, loud commotion. It sounded like the house was falling apart.
Stevens said a fridge full of food and a freezer full of goat meat was left alone for something more enticing, a mountain goat hide that was curing from a goat Stevens shot about 2 weeks ago. The bear somehow dragged the hide outside.
The front door was open, and the goat hide, which was stretched on a big wooden frame, had been wiggled all the way out the front door. And it's bigger than the door, so you can't just, you know, drag it out easily. You have to really work to get this thing out that door, and it was all the way out there.
Stevens' bear spray was also outside and his gun locked away, so he started banging pots and pans. He had a hard time seeing the bear in the dark, but he heard him.
I never saw it, but he did scoff at me. When I went out there banging pans, I heard him go, "Huh." It was almost like a silly human, what do you think you're doing, kind of scoff. He definitely wasn't like running away. He was right there outside the door in the dark with me.
Stevens said his front door is fairly lightweight, and it appears the bear was able to enter by actually jiggling the handle because there were no marks on the door, he said. Stevens has since borrowed a critter gitter from Fish and Game. The critter gitter is a motion sensor that sets off an alarm with high-pitched sounds and lights when a bear approaches the area. The alarm went off Sunday night, he says. The bear is likely the same one that broke into an outbuilding at Katya Kurtz's cabin across the road from Stevens. Kirsch has been out of town for several weeks, but when a winter renter arrived, they found that a bear had broken into the shed and opened three freezers there. One freezer was already empty, but one of the freezers held George Figdor's supply of fish, and the other had bags of frozen kale and veggies. The bear apparently feasted on the fish because not a sign of fish remains in the freezer or vicinity. It appears the bear is more discriminating of kale, as bags of that was found strewn about the property. There were reports of a bear breaking into cars earlier this summer in the Mud Bay area, and the Haynes Police blotter says at least one other Mud Bay resident reported their outbuilding and freezer getting broken into on Saturday. Wildlife biologist Stephanie Sell says she suggests that outbuildings with freezers should be protected by an electric fence. She also continues to encourage people to keep all foodstuffs, trash, and attractants secured or delivered to the landfill continuously to keep bears away from homes and encourage them to hibernate soon. Ready for election season to be over and the political ads to quit invading your life? Just one more day. For some, Election Day is already over, as more than 50 people in Skagway and more than 200 in Haynes have already voted thanks to early voting. But for many, Tuesday is voting day, and here's the rundown. For the first time in a few years, ballots in Skagway and Haynes will look the same, as the communities are once again being grouped in the same legislative districts. That's House District 33 and Senate District Q. Skagway and Haynes join Clukwan, Gustavus, and parts of Juneau in the new districts. In Senate District Q, Democratic Senator Dennis Egan is running to retain his seat, facing a challenge from Republican Tom Williams. Incumbent Democratic Representative Sam Keto III is facing a challenge from Republican Peter Dukowitz to keep his seat for the new House District 33. And of course, the state races have been well publicized. Polls are running close in most of the races. There's the contest for governor between incumbent Republican Sean Parnell and his lieutenant governor running mate Dan Sullivan, who are facing a challenge from the unity ticket of Bill Walker and Byron Mallott. U.S. Democratic Senator Mark Begich is fighting to keep his seat against Republican challenger Dan Sullivan. A different Dan Sullivan than the one running for lieutenant governor, so don't be confused by two same names on the ballot. Finally, the perennial lone U.S. Representative for Alaska, Republican Don Young, is facing a challenge from Democrat Forrest Dunbar. And if the election for representations wasn't enough to draw voters to the polls, pundits are expecting the measures on the ballot to be just as enticing. First and foremost is Ballot Measure 2, the measure that asks voters whether marijuana should be legalized in the state. While that measure has drawn the most debate and expenditure of funds on advertising for both sides, there are two other ballot measures. Number 3 asks voters if Alaska's minimum wage should be increased, and the 4th asks about mining projects near salmon habitats in the Bristol Bay region. All polls open at 7 a.m. Tuesday and stay open until 8 p.m. Your polling places are Skagway City Hall, Klaheeny Fire Department in Mosquito Lake, the ANS Hall in Klukwan for Klukwan registered voters, and the American Bald Eagle Foundation in Haines. And taking a look at some of those ballot measures, most Southeast legislative candidates oppose a ballot measure to tax and regulate marijuana. The same is true for the Bristol Bay Initiative, which calls for legislative review for large mines in the region. But the majority of those running for office support increasing the minimum wage. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld has the details.
When it comes to pot, there's little doubt where most Southeast legislative candidates stand. Some cite scientists, others quote prosecutors. Still others point to the privacy clause of Alaska's Constitution. But the majority just say no.
The whole area of moving forward in a wide-scale legalization of marijuana is a mistake.
Republican Kathy Munoz is a Juneau lawmaker running for re-election.
And I think, frankly, we need to look at what is happening in Colorado and Washington before we jump full on into this new industry, if you will.
She's joined by fellow Republican Stephen Samuelson of Petersburg, Sherry Klein of Ketchikan, and Tom Williams of Juneau. Capital City Democrats Sam Keto and Dennis Egan are also in the no camp. So is Ketchikan Independent Dan Ortiz. Munoz's opponent is in the yes camp.
When you want to go get some beer or some alcohol, you go to a place that sells it, and you're not breaking the law, you're not entering into the criminal society.
Democrat George McGuan is challenging Munoz to represent Juneau's Mendenhall Valley and neighborhoods to the north.
When people go to buy marijuana, they have to get it from a drug dealer who's breaking the law, and whoever supplies that drug dealer is breaking the law a little bit more. And whoever supplies that person is breaking the law a little bit more. And so you get a little bit closer to harder and harder drugs.
The yes vote is Juneau Republican Peter Dukowitz. Sitka Democrat Jonathan Christ Tompkins doesn't state his position. So the count is 2-4 and 7 against. Southeast legislative candidates are even more united on the Bristol Bay ballot measure. 8 of the 10 oppose it. Some say it would increase bureaucracy, others that it could end up helping the Pebble Mine win state approval. Voting yes are Ortiz and Christ Tompkins, who say it would protect the watershed. And there's one more ballot measure.
It makes good economic sense to me to raise the minimum wage.
Ketchikan Independent Dan Ortiz is one of 8 Southeast candidates supporting the ballot measure.
As we have moved forward and the cost of living has, of course, increased overall from year to year, a person who is working for a minimum wage still falls well short or well below the poverty level. So our society ends up paying for that.
Others in the yes column are Democrats Egan, Keto, and McGuan of Juneau and Sitka's Christ Tompkins. Republican Samuelson of Petersburg and Munoz of Juneau will also vote for the measure. But 3 Southeast Republicans oppose the minimum wage hike.
As a business person, I do not like the government telling me what I need to pay someone or when I need to give them a raise.
That's Ketchikan Republican Sherry Klein, who's running against Ortiz.
By increasing this minimum wage, it may very well be that smaller businesses end up having to do away with fringe benefits that they currently are able to offer. So it may be that they can't offer insurance any longer, or they might not be able to offer a retirement plan. And I think those are huge benefits that people count on.
Other opponents are Republicans Williams and Dukowitz of Juneau. This is Ed Schoenfeld.
For KHNS News, I'm Margaret Friednauer. Special thanks to Ed Schoenfeld for help with this report. Thanks for joining us for your local news on KHNS. We appreciate your support. NPR is making some changes to its schedule, and that means KHNS is as well. Starting November 17th, join us for Lynn Cannell Morning, live each weekday beginning at 6 a.m. for updates on local news, weather, road and marine conditions, as well as the national and state news you depend on each morning. We look forward to starting the day with you right here on KHNS.